Right, Kevin.
You ready?
Talk me through your iPhone app. Okay, so you're a blind user.
Yeah.
Called Yerbu. Right, so we've got your phone, your iPhone. Tell me what you're doing.
Okay, so I'm sort of on... It's on the second page of my apps on my iPhone. And I'm just going to... With your... To scroll up and down the list of apps with an iPhone. Or within apps, you do a finger swipe to the right or left on the screen with one finger. So I'm going to swipe to the right and it will get to Audioboo.
Yeah.
There you go. And then you double tap to open. So one finger, you double tap on the screen.
Wow.
And again, run that so the first
just getting a Wi-Fi alert here. So you can either touch anywhere on the screen if you know where everything else is located, and it will tell you what you're touching. So I've touched the
It talks you all the way through it.
Yeah. So for example, it said messages there. So now I'm on the main page. If I flip and swipe to the left, channels, my booze, browse. But for example, I know that the record button is on the bottom right hand side of the screen.
Yeah.
And I tap here, record. So you can go directly to it if you memorise where everything is on the screen.
Which I guess you do once you start using it.
If you use an app regularly, as I of course do with audio.
Of course. How many booze have you done?
Not many, but I do go on the app quite a lot to look for content as well.
You do enough that I like you and follow you.
Fair enough. So I want to start recording. And then you double tap.
And obviously, really close. The millionth bird.
Have a cute little tune.
Okay.
And off we go. Here we are recording.
We're both recording together.
We're both recording the same. It's going to be fantastic.
I wonder if we could sync them.
Yeah, exactly. That'd be brilliant. okay, so I double tap again if I want to pause it.
There's no sound when you pause it. How do you know you've paused it?
It just said resume recording right there, but very quietly because it went onto the speaker. But there's a couple of times in the app where you've double tapped and for some reason it hasn't worked, which is when you may have heard the voice talking at you where you're trying to find the pause button.
Yes.
And it's like, oh, I can't find it anywhere. Which is where the top and tail would be quite useful, actually.
Okay.
And then if you want to...
The Sundance Film Festival.
See, I think it's gone it's gone onto the speaker.
Whoever got the millionth clue.
Because it's gone up.
Yeah, I can see the speaker on the screen.
Yeah.
Okay,
so if I want to go and publish...
all the time from Sundance. All expenses paid.
Attach a picture.
Add
a photo.
The title of the beer. Their partner is the director.
And if you want to, you double tap and then enter a title for the booth using your iPhone screen.
Okay, so how do you work that?
So for example, I'm just going to put.
Now you're completely blind, aren't you, Kevin?
I'm completely blind, yeah, totally blind. So the way. You feel on the screen for the letter that you want. For example, I'm going to put test booth. For example, I'm going to put T. So when you find the right letter by touching, you move your finger around, and when you want to select the letter, you take your finger off.
So that would be
okay.
And it enters it.
Oh,
yes,
even for me.
But it can be. Well, it depends how quick you are. But particularly with Audioboo, for example, putting in things like voice control, it would be great because it would make it so much easier to title the boo.
Okay.
I think a lot of blind people would find that quite useful.
Say that again.
It is.
You know, if it was voice dictation or voice control,
of course.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. But and then basically you put the title in, it flicks the right few times, and it will say save and upload, and off the boo will go. But it works. The app works because it's so simple. There aren't many things to go through on the menus and so on. It's quite intuitive to use.
So you find it quite simple.
Yeah, and it's all very, very much. Everything on there is labelled. You know what you're tapping on and stuff. So that's
how wonderful. So would you tell how do you feel like being a user? Has it enhanced your life at all?
Yeah, definitely. Because I found so much content. You know, just ranging from company content from like the BBC to more personal content. I have come across a few people that I know use audiobook. I mean, I originally started using audiobook because someone posted a sound of a rainstorm.
Oh!
And I thought, oh, this is a fantastic song, you know, that people can kind of share personal things or things about sound. I was talking to somebody earlier when they were talking. I was telling them about, you know, because I've sometimes recorded like train announcements for audio.
Yeah, people like train announcements.
They do, but they're very different all over the world. Some like I found through one of the tags that I'd recorded an announcement that somebody had put about an oral announcement from a train thing in New Orleans, and it was completely different what they said to what they'd say in England. You know.
Wow.
And it's all about this content, which is really, really exciting with audio. That's what I like about it.
The most listened to boo.
Thanks very much.
Sorry, thank you.
Let's hope we can get some more.
My most listened to.
Everybody use audio boo, whether you're blindsided, whatever. Record your voice and share the moment. That's definitely the way to do it.
Thank you. And we didn't pay you. Well, we did, just in food and drink.